Good afternoon. It's July 9th, 2012. The time is 12:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, in the southern tier of New York, on a still glorious blue sky with a few puffy clouds type of a day. It's into the afternoon here, and as I finish up on this shrubbery cleanup, after relaxing a little bit with Max and Admiral Jack, the cat, I decided that it was time to whack back the shrubbery. Cover art is a picture of the end result, as I have a couple piles of clippings and at least that many behind the shrubbery, in between the shrubbery and the house. It's a shrubbery that I trim back once a year, actually earlier this year than last. It's usually an August type of task that I do around the house here, but it's a pleasant morning going into a pleasant afternoon, and I figure I get it done. See, now I won't be mowing the lawns today. Don't really need to mow them. The heat of last week has kept them from growing too much there, so I still have a few more days before I have to be concerned about that. But I got a little motivated and decided to take on the chore of, this is the main shrubbery that I trim back. I still have three smaller ones, but this is the one that usually takes up a good portion of time that I do once a year. It's part of my grounds work here at my homestead in the village in upstate New York. And I think the missus is pleased because she asked me if it was a little bit earlier than normal, and I said yes, it was. It usually, like I said, it's an August thing, but it was getting some long growing limbs there and whatnot, the green stems. They were sticking out about a good 3-4 inches, so I wanted to trim them back before they were to get too out of hand. I do have one shrubbery out front bordering my yard along with my neighbor's yard that is just gone wild, but it's not bad. It's all right for where it sits. I might take a whack at that sometime, maybe to trim it back a little bit, but I think eventually I'm going to have to probably end up digging them out, cutting them down, maybe. But this main shrubbery there that is in the cover art is one that keeps the wind that blows from the westward side of the house. Keeps it somewhat down during the winter time, because we do get some strong westerly winds that come in off of the... Oh my, there is a couple deer out in the cornfield that I see. The corn is roughly, up about 5 inches. There's one doe with two baby deer that are, we saw them earlier in the week. Wow, that's a sight. I'm gonna have to take a picture if they're still there after doing this audio boo. So I got some pleasant viewing here on the cornfield as a mother deer with her two baby deer are walking through the corn that is approximately, it's probably at least 12 inches, about a foot high, so it's growing. Oh, they're going off into the woodland there. Something startled them. Probably my other neighbor there that has a farm in the far back of the field there. He has some dogs that might have barked. But I'm gonna get clean up the clippings here of my shrubbery. Please do not tell the Knights of Knee that I trimmed my shrubbery. I don't know if they would be pleased with that. I did tweet a picture of the shrubbery beforehand, so I always remember that Mighty Python reference to shrubbery as I trim back my shrubbery. So, you all have a good afternoon. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.